Welcome back to Log In 2023. The year's already starting off kind of sketchy, but we are here in the clear. This is your boy, Lord Brayden. And across from me.
And this is your boy, the Lord on High, Tristan.
So pretty much this year, we're going to try and expand our reach and media for you guys. Because most of our audience is actually across the pond.
Crazy, right? International.
I like it.
Love it.
I like it. Fuck you, America.
I'm like, yeah. They're a little bit more sophisticated anyways.
Right, and they got accents. I mean, we got access to them, but...
Fucking Americans.
Right.
Excuse me, but... So, expansion, or expanding in this case, means putting video content up on TikTok and Insta. And the reason we haven't done that is because we haven't set up the studio, quote unquote, the way we want to, but it is coming.
Oh yeah, no, and just a few things I put up on the TikTok got like a few thousand views already. It's just, yeah. I mean, most of it is like the One Punch Man like fandom, because they were eating good last year, but they were becoming toxic because of it. But also, a lot of the OG debaters on Facebook are coming back to the game to do private debates, and my lifelong dream, well, it's not really a lifelong dream, it's been like maybe a couple year dream of me wanting to do like a commentary of said debates, just because you are debating a fictitious character doesn't mean like you're going to see the same feats, the same context, and the same strategic execution of said feats. So I think that would be an interesting way of kind of getting you guys more familiar with different characters, maybe even expand your literature in reading up on different genres of people, really.
Yeah. One of the biggest problems in the debate community is the toxicity of fandom. It's just like, dude, just you can love a thing and love it. Like, I'm in the minority. I consider the OG Baki from the fucking 90s and today's Baki to be some of the best anime. That's my favorite anime. But I'm not fucking dumb enough to sit here and be like, because I love Baki and Yujiro, that they are just going to crush goddamn... So stupid. God damn it. Why'd you interrupt my tirade?
Because he brought up Baki. I was like, oh yeah, I found a screenshot for him.
That's funny. Need to put that on TikTok.
Oh, I swear to God I will.
But you know, I mean, I'm like, I'm not going to say Yujiro can whoop Master Roshi or some shit.
Like, I mean,
Even though I think he could.
Let me know when he can blow up the moon.
That's just something he don't do because he knows he needs the gravitational pull from the moon.
You don't want to affect the tides?
Yeah. He has to live on Earth too. He hasn't mastered instant transmission yet. But the moment Yujiro has that, fuck the Earth. It's done. It's fucking ogre, son.
I think Yujiro is like him and Cell got a lot of things in common because they want to be beaten almost.
Oh, but they're not content until they find a worthy successor.
Yep.
In terms of,
I mean, because like really, he's like on the perfect being. Come run this fade. I'll be posted up until then. But he did want strong opponents to try and surmount his perfection. I
mean, yeah, he was kind of hoping Biscuit fucking beat him.
Yeah.
And it's just Biscuit got whooped by the father and the son.
With the Holy Spirit.
You know what I mean? Like, that shit was crazy when I was watching that one. I was like, when Baki whooped Biscuit's ass at the end, and Biscuit was just like, hey, release this little nigga. Like, if he's here, I ain't the toughest in prison. Yes. Kick him out of prison. I was like, what? This motherfucker got early released?
Right, from a prisoner?
You know what I mean? Like, goddamn.
You can't swing a bigger dick than me here?
Right. How dare you?
But yeah, no, outside of that, like, I think it'll pretty much, that'll be the goal. I mean, you get different guys, even the mod that was running it for the debate, like, they can, like, tell you, like, here's what I saw outside looking in. Or we can even bring in the judges, like, hey, man, why'd you hold this guy in this debate, knowing damn well XYZ?
Good old video interviews are going to be coming. I have a tentative one with this independent author named Chase Bolin, wrote this book called Vanguard that I started reading. Interesting concept. Pretty good book so far. Once I'm done, I'll give a full review on it. That being said, there's a lot more visual content because that is the way the world is going right now.
You ain't lying. So, like, the debate group that I'm actually talking about more exclusively is called Dawn of the Debater. So, there's that, and there's also Nerds That Conquer, and there's Death Battle and stuff like that. They're not tied to the YouTube guys because, I mean, their scaling is kind of sketchy. And if we could bring them on and actually talk about this shit, because I don't believe for a second that Thor is Mach 5 in speed and Wonder Woman is Mach 32 or one of those two. It was like, there's no way. Because the motherfucker threw Mjolnir at the speed of light. It was attached to it. Like, I got questions.
I mean, Thor has traveled vast distances very fast.
Across the fucking universe.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and Wonder Woman is fast as fuck. She can keep up with Barry to a point.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Flash in general. But, so, with those debate communities, do they, because I've seen some, and they post these ridiculous, dumb debates. It's just like, all right, dude, it's funny, but like, why the fuck are we, like, when I saw Randy Orton versus, like, Roshi, I was like, what?
Because, like, if it was on the weekend, they do have Spite Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
It's almost
I don't know if it was. Now I gotta start checking dates, but now I'm like, okay, come the fuck on.
Yeah, because, I mean, they do shit like that, and then every time there's, like, a new anime... Like,
I mean, we all know Randy Orton would RKO out of nowhere. It's just...
It goes the Viper.
You know what I mean? It's just how it goes.
Watch out, watch out, watch out. But, like, I mean...
God, I miss Vine.
Right?
That shit was so great. That shit took over the internet for a while.
For a good hot minute. It put a lot of people on. Now they're all TikTok verified.
Right.
Because they went straight to TikTok and that shit blew out of the water.
So, but to more to that point, I didn't know Spite Saturdays were a fucking thing. So that's all right. That makes more sense. And are they gonna keep it in? Do they tend to keep it in like anime versus anime character?
No, or does no. It's just well,
same Goku versus Superman or Superman versus Sentry, so well, on and so forth.
Sometimes they have theme debates, like
yeah, like so, who's the best trench coat,
or like they'll do who's got the best hands. Like a hands debate, like, all right, these people don't use any weapons. They just throw them hands. Or like best swordsmen. Sometimes they have exclusively just DC debates. So you have to use a DC character within this tier. So and if you like, if you tell the judges, hey, I want to put this character. I want to put Blue Beetle in at fucking city. They're like, no. The whole Blue Beetle like. That's happening right now. Like, he's at least planetary type shit. Like, you can't use these feats, and if you do, then you can't use past this chapter.
Because, yeah, Blue Beetle's at least planetary.
Yeah, so it's like, they do screen to the best of their ability, and they have judges that have expertises in different medias.
And for the uninitiated, or the people just getting into it...
They're having a rookie one.
Okay, cool.
They have a rookie debate cool. Every year, and that's like that's kind of what I want to get ahead of. So
Nina was looking at something on YouTube and I forgot who the fuck it was, but they said something about planetary and universal. She goes, what do they mean by that? I was like, well, planetary means you're limited to this planet. Like, you can destroy a planet. Anything bigger than that, you're out of your element. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so whereas like Storm could destroy this planet if she wants to.
Which I heard she's getting her own fucking spinoff.
Show?
No,
movie or comic? Comic,
for sure.
Okay, well, she's already like, had...
It's going to expand on her being an Omega-level mutant.
Huh, okay. I was just going through a bit of comics yesterday, and I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot I had this Storm series. I was looking at my She-Hulk, some of my She-Hulk series. I got to... Oh, fuck, it's going to be so much arranging.
You should definitely go through it, too, because when season 2 of She-Hulk comes out, you're like, look, guys, she could be clapping cheeks right now, but all she's doing right now is participating in, like, a pole dancing class or whatever the fuck, you know?
Yeah. Like, fucking, I bought a She-Hulk Funko Pop at the mall when I was there yesterday, and the chick was like, oh, do you watch She-Hulk? Because it's from the show. It ain't just a... And I was like, yeah. She goes, how do you feel about it? And I was like, so far, it's the most comic accurate fucking show that they've produced. And by they, I mean the entire comics industry.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, cool, because I've been wanting to watch it. I saw a couple clips, but I heard people hating it. I'm like, the people who hate it have never read a She-Hulk comic book.
Mm-hmm.
That's just all there is to it, because...
Now, even the writers are, like, doubling down. Yeah,
even the creator and an OG writer who wrote most of She-Hulk stories was like, nah, it's the most accurate I've ever seen. Like, hands down.
Yep.
And it's tamed down. It's toned down. Yeah, like, she is tame by comic book standards. If this was a comic book fucking Jen Walters, she would have had at least 15 bodies under her belt. Yep. And 10 of them would have been superheroes.
Yep. You
know what I mean? She is the queen of hit it and quit it.
Right. So, like, I think, like, talking to these people and them almost expounding on their expertise, like, they can, on a debate aspect, it's going to give more dynamic to both the group and our podcast, and then more content for TikTok and stuff like that. Yeah, because
we could definitely share all that on TikTok and vice versa. That's going to be dope. We can expound more on it later, but just real quick, do they have a like a ground rule?
Yes. Each match has their own stipulations. Sometimes they have tournaments, or they'll even like do like guilds where like they have like 5 debaters in this guild and 5 debaters in this guild, and then do like a whole little bracket.
Okay.
So it goes down. Like, guys who make their own fucking merch. Like, they made mouse pads of their like guild insignia. Like, they do a lot of fucking homework. And the amount of fucking interpretation of real world physics into a fictional debate, like, it's bananas. Like, they measure how many times faster than sound this attack would be if they're a lightning timer. Is it the downstroke or is it the return stroke? It's the whole fucking thing. So, like, the lower the tier, the more interesting the debate is, in my personal opinion. Once you get beyond planetary, it gets kind of boring.
Yeah, I mean, because at a certain point, it's like the Goku versus Superman horse has been beat to death. Like, there's so many other characters.
There is so many.
And just accept defeat, Goku fanboys. It's just...
And oddly enough, like, a lot of people don't use Superman or even Goku in different debates now.
Good. They shouldn't. Those two, whether you like them or not, should just be posted up on the fucking Mount Rushmore of debate subjects and just leave them the fuck alone.
They're just the gatekeepers.
like, Jesus Christ.
If your character's badass, then you pull one of those.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And neither one of them are the strongest in their respective universes. Nope. Neither goddamn one of them. Fuck. And I love Superman, but Jesus, titty fucking Christ, hop off the balls.
Real shit. So, like, I mean, this will be beneficial to people who are getting into it. And like I said, it's going to put people on to different people other than the mainstream guys on YouTube, because a lot of people, they die on this hill of, like, Seth the programmer and shit like that. Seth, even when we invited him to come debate one of our guys, he was like, nah. Like, I'm not debating you guys. I was like, oh, no, we want to check your work, because it didn't work for us, and we have guys in, like, Ivy League colleges. Like, here's the flaw in his math and shit like that. So it's going to be really dope if...
Yeah, I'm excited about the theme ones. I like those, like, who's the best character to wear a trench coat type shit.
Oh, we had Battle of the Beards.
Who's the best visor character?
We've had Battle of the Beards. Like, just any... You can use any character in tier that has a beard. Like, it was a whole thing. It was...
Kratos. Hey, you've seen House Party 2, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I haven't even seen House Party 3 with Immature. Yeah, that's where it stopped.
Although the new one that LeBron James is making
looks
pretty decent. I'll give it a shot. I ain't going to go pay for it.
But yeah,
when it hits a streaming service, I'll watch it. And then we can debate how good or bad that was. But I didn't realize that the new voice of Kratos was in House Party 2 and Stargate. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, yeah. That is him.
Yep.
Fuck.
Yeah, no, so, like, as far as I'm seeing, 2023, y'all gonna be eating good.
That's a debate, too. Which Kratos voice actor was better? We'll save that for a later day because I already have my answer and I am staunchly on that side.
Bet. All right. Well, with that vision and mission statement that we just gave y'all, we're going to log out.